definitely confused. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave here, missing all the cues.
Of course you are. You're busy helping our guest.
I'm trying to get him settled properly so he can have a pleasant experience.
He's going to have the pleasant experience, but settling properly? We've never done that yet.
Yes, exactly.
How many years have we been doing this program?
I don't know, about... yeah.
Well, since the dawn of time.
That's right.
The day after the radio.
We used to use megaphones.
That's right. With us today, we have Tom Flavin.
Well, with 50-50 chance of getting it right.
That's
and
right.
I botched it as usual. And you are with Avi Nation, a magazine that exists to attract, educate, and empower our youth.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a big mission.
It is a big mission. Now, well, how long has the magazine been around?
About 3.5 years. Our publisher came from a publishing family. He was working on some other aviation publications, and the news of need for pilots and A&P mechanics and others in aviation was being talked about, and he decided to start a section in a magazine to help solve the problem or the issue. And he found that it took off. It resonated with all these young people, in part because what he did is he featured a story about a Lakeland Aero Club, Lakeland, Florida Aero Club. And these young guys flew up, and girls, flew up from Florida to the Air Venture Show. And they were showing off the, you know, article, and they were saying they were going from booth to booth. And what they're really doing was selling their Aero Club and trying to get parts for the next build of what they were going to do. So Jacob Pede said, hey, there's something here. The other thing that dawned on him was there are all these Aero Clubs across the country, and there were some like an hour apart, but they weren't talking to each other. They didn't know that they existed yet. So what he did was started this publication to help bring them all together so that they would talk with each other.
So it's benefiting all pilots, not just young people, anybody who would be in an aero club.
That's correct. But the focus is on young people, and it's basically mentors and mentees. And the idea is to help the young people know the many lanes of aviation, anything from A&P mechanics to avionics, and of course being a pilot, air traffic controller, many different disciplines.
Okay, that would that's a valiant effort at best.
But it's a big effort too.
I'm also assuming that part of it, of delineating the lanes, is the mentoring, helping them navigate those paths to get where they want to go.
No doubt. No doubt.
There are so many ways to go in aviation these days. It's difficult to keep your path. You're easily diverted or distracted by so much stuff out there. Focus is very important.
True. One of the things that I was very impressed with, I went to an air show in April, and I saw actually an aero club teaching these young people different A&P mechanic procedures, etc. And none of them had their cell phones out. They were all focused, highly focused on the instructor. Everybody was listening. Everybody obviously was learning, even me. I was in the back, highly focused to see what was going on. And another example was at that same, there was a seventh grade girl who's been learning to be a pilot since she was 6 years old, and she was talking to a retired Major General from the U.S. Air Force, and she had his attention. He was totally focused on what she had to say, and she had a lot to, you know, offer as far as enthusiasm, excitement, and ideas for the future.
It's rare to see that in somebody so young.
Right.
Yep.
And the key is to constantly keep that stimulation going, because there are a lot of distractions in normal everyday world. But you know what else is great too? Seeing the kids hands-on, you know, phones away, tools in hand.
True.
How we learned it.
True.
Are you also able to gather, like, scholarship providers and make all that information available?
We're trying to do that as well, yes. One of the things we created in the publication in the last year is a museum section, and part of that was because of COVID, so that anybody that was out there that couldn't go to a big event or something, that they could still learn from anything that was online, either through the museums or other resources. And then many of these museums would promote scholarships in their areas, etc., not only for the local people, but for national, so anyone that's coming in from any part of the country. And we're doing stories, as an example, our summer issue, which you have, there's a story about a young man that's still a student. He did an internship at the Edwards Air Force Base Test Flight Museum, and from that, he moved on to Virgin Galactic, and he's working as a...
Wow.
Yes, as a technician, avionics technician at Virgin Galactic. So there's a story in this summer issue about him. And in the fall, we're going to do a story about two young sisters who are building an aircraft. They're 16 and 14 years old.
Nice. It's good to see young people getting that interested in aviation in general.
Not to mention mom and dad, too, because that
right.
support system
yep.
is very important as well. I mean, 16 and 14, where did they get the idea that they could build their own airplane? Mom and dad.
Right.
Possibly.
I witnessed a young man who spoke down in Florida, who his parents moved from the East Coast down to Florida so he could be in an aero club down there. And his father had passed away during that educational time, but the kid was just totally confident. He was educated. He was enthused about his future. And his parents obviously were involved.
Are you guys working with any of the local EAA chapters as well?
Yes. We encourage them to submit stories. We'd like to learn about anybody that's doing something interesting or any struggles. One of the things we focus on is what are the hurdles, so that we can teach everyone across the country, you're not alone with the hurdles. These are the ways other young people have gotten around them. That includes scholarships and grants and different programs that help everybody. And we've been doing a lot of interesting things.
Good.
That's the good news with the kids. You know, very often they will need a helping hand. It's good to know that it's out there.
And money's tight and everything is so darn expensive. So they look at it and they're like, how am I ever going to get started?
Right.
And it happens. Somebody sees a kid at an airport, says, hey, come on over here. And that's how it all starts, hopefully.
Sure.
That's the seed.
Yeah, it is. That's why fences at airports are such a bad thing.
Right. That's why events like this are so great, and AirVenture is just so sought out across the country. It's so cool to see all these different license plates, people driving in, people flying in. It's a great excitement. We're glad to be here.
Is this your first AirVenture?
It is for me, but I'm on hallowed ground anyway. My father went to school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and my oldest brother did.
Okay.
So it's all good.
So you've got aluminum overload?
Not yet. I saw there's composite and there's everything. So, it's a balance.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Do you guys have a booth or anything?
We don't. We're working with all of our advertisers and sponsors, and we're helping to get the word out. We have a lot of them, we're grateful. And we're looking for others that want to get the word out nationally.
How often do you publish?
4 times a year. It's okay. A quarterly publication.
Okay. And you can obviously get a subscription somehow.
AviNationUSA.com, AviNationUSA.com. Anyone can go there and look at all the past publications. They're all digital on the web there, and you can register to get a subscription. You can also learn about advertising, and we're looking for articles from young people that want to submit, because they get to publish and they get to write about it and they get to show their peers. And showing their peers, I think, really underlines everything we're doing, because it's building the base in every lane, not just pilots.
It's if I can do it, you can do it.
It's exactly. Right. And the kids are there to help the other kids as well.
Exactly.
A little inspiration.
Young people, they're not kids anymore.
A little inspiration goes a long way.
Yep, yes. It sure does. long way where? I don't know.
Well, that's up to them.
The other thing that's important to get across is you can be a pilot and do something else. You could be a broadcaster, or you could be a CEO of a company.
He's definitely not talking about us being broadcasters.
Not at all.
But anyway.
Not at all. It doesn't have to be a full-time vocation. You can be a weekend pilot, a guy or a girl who just likes to go out there and fly for the fun of it.
True.
All right.
Not everybody makes their living off of aviation.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
They should, though, darn it.
We don't, that's for sure. That's why we're here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, thank you for joining us, Tom
Flavin.
Flavin. I was going to say.
Weaker clan pronounced it Flavin, and there's some of those out there, but we pronounce it Flavin.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining us. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.
Thank you.